Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Omar Kelly has graced us on the video feed, and I texted Omar this morning. I said, hey, I want to talk about the Tua situation. Hawk is off, but I'd like you to join Crowder and I. And I was telling everybody earlier in the show, Omar, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Miami Dolphins columnist covering the team for the Miami Herald. Yesterday, I'd asked Zach Gelb, who joins us. He's a national talk show host. We were just kind of asking him his national perspective on the Dolphins. He's not geared in like you are, obviously, around the team, but he's got a good pulse of what's going on, Omar. And we asked him what he thought the interest around the league would be for Tua Tagovailoa this offseason, or what he would have to do to garner interest. And he said his opinion that he thinks it would be virtually impossible for the Dolphins to trade Tua at the end of the season. And I clipped it and I posted it on social media. And this morning I'm just looking at the comments, and Caleb Smith commented on Facebook, according to Omar Kelly, there's a huge market for Tua if he were to be released or traded. Well, and he said, so why don't y'all get him on this topic? I said, okay, Caleb. All right. I'll get Omar on this topic then. I want to be free and fair here. I'll get Omar on this topic. So, Omar, I would like to ask you, you know, beyond all, everything else from today, you were at practice. You spoke to some of the players. I see there's no more Papa Shot, which I can't wait to talk to you about. What do you really think the market would be for Tua, or does he have to play a certain way this final stretch, final half of the season, in order to bolster the idea of somebody trading for him?
I want you to know that you inspired my column that will be in today's Miami Herald, where the whole bottom portion explains what's remaining on Tua's contract. It's probably the most complicated situation to sum up to anybody. But the bottom line is Tua is getting $55 million from the Dolphins or somebody else next year. Who pays it? Who knows? And if you cut him, then you're basically having a dead cap of $99 million. So he's playing in the NFL unless he retires and cashes out an injury settlement. And I think that that's a slim possibility. Now, when I said that there are teams that were interested in Tua, that was based on me talking, reporting, and I know head coaches that are definitely interested in Tua. One of them does have a quarterback now, and then one of them, we depends on the situation, how the season plays out. He might not have a quarterback. He might have a quarterback. Then you look at the New Orleans Saints. You telling me that if they don't end up with one of these hopeful quarterbacks, that they're not going to be interested in Tua and putting him in the dome situation? I find that hard to believe, especially considering his head coach is a lefty and just like him. So obviously, you know, there's some commonalities there. There will be interest in Tua. The contract is not ideal. It's really going to be a turnoff to everybody. But that's the reality of the situation. I mean, I have a hard time believing that he's not going to be here next year.
And to that point, or just to the attention he's getting or the interest he'll have, My thing is, Tua can play football in this league. That's not what I'm saying when I say, no, you know, low interest. Is somebody going to hand him the reins again? He's our franchise. Like, it's Tua, because I think, I don't know if you heard me, O. I think 2023, he's coming up. He's moving. He hit 2023. I think we hit the bell curve and he's going back down, or at least plateauing. I don't think we're going to see a better Tua than 2023.
Listen, even Tua said, and this is part of the column, he's trying to get back to where I was. I don't understand why my game has changed and why I'm not feeling as comfortable as I am. I know why, but, you know, I'm not feeling as comfortable. My footwork isn't right. You know, I'm trying to get back to that old form. And I'm thinking to myself, with what receivers? I'm thinking to myself, with what offensive line? You know, he's and this is not to make excuses for him. He does not look like the same quarterback. He is, you know, he got that Jay Cutler disease where if you come in close to him, I'm throwing the ball away. Like, it's out of my hand. Like, don't hit him. But he's also instructed to do this.
Right.
He's instructed to play this way because everybody hammered in his brain. Just keep yourself available to the team. Okay. Well, it's altered his game a little bit, slightly, just a little bit.
What? Oh, to that point. So I think you're a little higher on Tua than me.
Yeah.
But we talked about it where, like, the Lions offense, that play action, having two hellified running backs, you can run the ball and win games. Now you have the deep ball play action. Tua's arm, I don't think, can thrive in that deep ball offense. He can't play with in the Ravens offense or the Bills offense. He's not athletic enough. Like, what kind of offense does Tua have to play? Does it have to be timing and throwing the windows?
Yeah, but he thrived in that offense, and he thrived throwing the deep balls in 22 and 23. We just haven't seen it in 24. Now, has the arm slightly decreased? I don't know, maybe. But I've seen Tua throw a 45 yards on a rope. That's not his strength, but that wasn't Ryan Tannehill's strength. And he played, 10 seasons, if not more, as a starter in the NFL? I don't think it's the deep ball. I mean, and realistically, outside of Jalen Waddle, who are you throwing a deep ball to on this team?
Alec Ingold. Apparently Alec Ingold, Omar.
We got you.
Yeah, I do think he needs a little bit more targets, but that's a whole.
Stop. Stop.
Listen. Stop. Listen, nobody ever defends Alec Ingold. Think about it. They always assume he's blocking. What's supposed to be fakes blocks and goes out for a route? You know what I'm saying? On somebody like Channing Crowder, he'd probably be open.
Wow. We got you for 11 yards.
Man, oh, man. Now you can't base no offense around that.
I mean, what you want? Listen, it's funny. I say this, and Crowder, you could understand. Do you realize that their best offense is six offensive linemen on the field and four targets? It's like they said, forget the fifth target.
Yeah.
We can play well if we can protect the quarterback. Think about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you run the ball better and you protect the quarterback and he really don't need five outlets, why wouldn't you think about just going with six offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Just think about it a little bit. Oh. It works.
Omar, if Crowder could have been on the field as a linebacker going up against a team that had Larry Borum and Greg Dulcich as the two tight ends, you'd still be in the league.
Pro bowler.
You'd still be in the league.
What? I could lock down Borum. Chokehold. Listen. I you're right, too. The six offensive line thing. They're going to figure that out. They're going to know Fatboy's not going
out.
They're going to start doubling people. Like, that was the thing about Mike McDaniel's stuff, and Aronde Gaston called it years ago. If his stuff works, it works. If they got him, there's no – he can't turn a page over. There's no plan B is what we kept calling it. What's the – like, that's what he had – it seemed like the six offensive lineman was a plan B, but the plan B didn't hit until 3 weeks ago. Hell,
we're 4 years in. I was begging them the year three when they couldn't run the ball to put a jumbo – go to a jumbo package. But, you know, that's besides the point. Right now, they're problem solving. They don't have Darren Waller. They don't have Tyreek Hill. You really, I mean, who is your second best weapon? Malik Washington? Like, you know, Devon Achane is catching, probably going to catch more balls than any back in team history at this point. You know, you have two legit weapons on this team. Who in the NFL can you beat with two legit weapons?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Obviously, the Falcons
and the Jets
and the Falcons.
Hey, they just caught them. They just caught them sleeping on that six offensive lineman.
Omar,
surprise.
Omar, before we let you go, I know you have a busy day ahead of you. The plan right now from the front office, they let go of Chris Greer. I don't think anybody's very surprised that that was the move, but I do think there's people who are surprised Mike McDaniel is sticking around here. The plan moving forward, where we're reading reports that Mike McDaniel might still have a job next season, depending on how he does this year. What do you make of the whole thing? I mean, I see you laughing. What do you make of this entire situation? You keep Greer, but or you let go of Greer, but not McDaniel. Like, how is this going to work out?
Let me counter your reports, which is, I mean, what else are they going to say? Let me counter your reports. Crowder, you remember when Joey stepped up in the meeting room and basically was like, Cam Cameron, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, right next to him. I was grabbing his pant leg like a little kid trying to keep daddy home. Sit your ass down, Peasy. Sit down. Man, you full of bleep. You don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah. Listen, the minute the locker room is thinks you don't know what's going on, you can't fix it, and like we are doomed, and they start checking out, you're done. You're done as a head coach. Gase tried to change the entire locker room. Who was it? Was it Gase or Joe Philbin? I think Joe Philbin tried to change the entire locker room too. It doesn't matter. When they check out, and they're not coming back. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing you could do. As long as one or two players is there, they'll sit there in the meeting room and be like, this joker don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
So all these people were saying, Mike safe. Mike safe if they start winning games, maybe. But think about it from Steve Ross's perspective. How can you sell this team to a fan base if you bring Mike back? Exactly what do you say? What do you do? This fan base is, they're done. They're like, mm-mm, no more of this. I'm good. I'm tapping out. Yeah. And I really don't know if you could do anything other than massive change up to get their interest again. And it's going to be a tough uphill battle for this Dolphins organization.
They took out the Papa Shot. You had to know, man, that they were interested in Papa Shot. Now they're not thinking about Papa Shot.
Well, they're getting ready for Buffalo, Omar, right?
Yeah,
they're getting ready for Buffalo.
The Papa Shot was taking over their minds.
Listen, it's so funny because it's a Papa Shot and a basketball rim, but they took out both of them. And those things must have taken so many shots. The Papa Shot been broken like four times already. We are on week 9. The Papa Shot has been broken like four times. We're in the locker room. There might be 300, 400 shots taken, from the Papa Shot. You walk into the shower, Papa Shot. You know how it is, Crowder. You try. It was a gathering thing. It was a meeting place. It was a bonding thing. I guess they figured week 9, we done bonded. We good. We
So the Papa Shot was a distraction. What's the care? Me and Salon talked about this earlier. You're talking about motivation or people checking out on McDaniel. What is the carrot that you're chasing? What's the carrot that they're – I guess, what are they selling the players as that carrot that they're chasing?
It's funny because Bradley Chubb called – he's like, I might be delusional, but I still think we got a shot at winning the game. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Bradley, you are indeed delusional. People are playing for their futures, NFL futures, for their future roles, for their future contracts, for their future employer, maybe for their future head coach. This is really about, you know, this is when you get the repeated to you, the eye in the sky, don't lie. Mm-hmm. I got to put good stuff on film because that's going to be my resume. Like, you know, you cannot quit on a team. It makes it very hard on you when you do quit on a team and people are not going to want to employ you.
Omar, do you eat nachos?
No, I just cheese. Why would I do that?
I knew that because you don't eat sandwiches. Today's National Nachos Day. I figured nachos, there's just too much going on a plate for you.
It's the cheese component. I'll eat the chips with some picadillo. I mean, not picadillo. Salsa. I forget what people.
Guac. You know. You eat guac? Like guac and chips? You don't eat guacamole?
Goodness gracious. I will eat it in a roll, but I'll be like, but I'll survive with it in a roll, but I'm not enjoying it. No, I don't enjoy guacamole.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, y'all grown men don't eat nothing. So
you don't eat like mozzarella sticks?
Oh, I do eat mozzarella. If it's mozzarella, I'll give it a try.
So it's fried. He likes fried cheese. You like fried cheese then?
Pizza and mozzarella sticks is probably about the extent of my cheese experience. But I mean, if I eat cheese, whoever's around me gonna pay the consequences. It's not just that I don't like it. Like,
you got that milk.
Cheese don't like me either. Channing, you've been vegan for a hot minute. You know, once you start eating all that stuff, oh, man.
This guy, TikTok trend, Omar, this guy is taking down prebiotic, probiotic, kombucha.
Kombucha.
He spent $75 on some health vitamins downstairs. And meanwhile, he threw down 7,000 calories of sushi in between each of those kombuchas.
Hey, oh, you're getting on your peptides and your collagen? You got to get your peptide collagen in you.
You know what? The collagen, I do need to research it.
There you go. See, look at it.
All them old cougars, they real big on the collagen. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Salon. Look at, he looks all sick and meagly. Look at
his wife know about that collagen.
He's TikTok health guy final boss. Omar Kelly, read his work. By the way, it looks like our show inspired a column tonight. That's pretty cool. Read it. MiamiHerald.com. Omar, we love you, man. Thank you so much.
I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.